is, yeah, that level of experience. Of course, if you're going to test a new dom and you expect them to behave as if they're a seasoned pro, you know, you're going to be disappointed.
Welcome to the Daddy Dom Podcast, providing Daddy Dom insights and perspectives to the DDLG and DS relationship, connection, and interactions through conversation and spicy audios. Join me as I continue this journey to be the best Daddy Dom for you. Support the continuation of this podcast by subscribing to Patreon/Daddy Dom Podcast, where you will get access to episodes 2 weeks prior to them airing to the public, exclusive Q&As, and of course, your input on topics to explore on future episodes, as well as special bonus episodes, exclusive only to Patreon. If you love the stories that accompany this podcast, there are over 300 of them on my personal page at patreon.com/inmyhandsaudio. All the links to where you can find me and other sites are in the bio of this episode, so reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, earbuds in and stay tingly. And welcome to the final part of this four-part series of my interview with submissive Anya from Down Under. And what an amazing conversation we had over these past four parts of this interview. I hope you've enjoyed them as much as I have. In this episode, we are going to summarize her evolution from where she came from into the relationships that she explored that didn't work, took out the positive things of those relationships, and really tried to put them into a perspective of her life and what she wanted in a relationship, bringing those DS and DDLG qualities of having scenes and scenarios with different people into a lifestyle of a relationship that she could have her submissiveness almost 24/7 in a relationship that she feels comfortable with. And what a beautiful thing that is, you know, to evolve and on that journey and progress to get to a point where you're at your happiest. And of course, I always step in and give my viewpoint probably more often than I should. And not giving her the breath to explain herself further. But, you know, sometimes I just love the sound of my own voice. And I do apologize, Anya, for jumping in far too often than I did. On the last part of this episode, we get into the touchy subject, well, touchy for me, of brats. And in that brief conversation that we had, it really opened up my eyes, you know, from her perspective of what a brat or brat tendencies, outbursts do for a DS relationship, a DDL relationship. It truly solidifies that power dynamic. And I hope you listen to her perspective and, you know, kind of open my eyes and realize that, oh, there's something to it just outside of just acting out for the sake of acting out. And within this episode, we also give real life examples of how a brat, from my perspective and from her perspective, acted out and the situation that evolved from that. And I think those real life examples kind of really bring home the meaning of what that power dynamic when a DS relationship, a DDLG relationship actually is. And I loved her perspective. I love learning new things, and it increases my knowledge of being a daddy dom on my journey to be the best daddy dom for you. Enjoy this final part, and we'll be continuing with the episodes as we go along with some story time, some role play, everything you could think about. If you have some suggestions on the podcast, please reach out to me on my Patreon, and I'd be happy to explore those suggestions you have for future episodes. Have yourself a fantastic day, and enjoy.
Man, I've been gutting this entire conversation. I do apologize. So, I mean, I know you had made some notes and some things that you wanted to touch on. Did I miss anything within our conversation that we've had today?
I think we've really touched on most of the things that I've written down. Like I've written down, you know, how that dynamic evolves from one kind of dom to the next, how to find the right one for you, as well as my recent interest in evolving that dynamic from not just a bedroom standpoint, but outside of that bedroom standpoint, you know, how it seeps into everyday life, which...
Yeah, you've experienced, you've gone from something that didn't work to something that you were completely, you know, jumped in both feet into the deep end of the pool and yeah. tried everything and ate all the candies. And I'm like, okay, I had all these candies, but what else is there besides the candy? You know, what's the nutritional stuff of this DS relationship that I'm really looking for?
Yeah, I think it's really evolved. And I never thought that I would be into the dynamic outside of the bedroom, because I've always been like very independent, hot-headed, very stubborn. Like, you know, I go to work and I'm working around a lot of men most of the time. And there is a natural sort of fight that you put up as a woman in that environment. And yeah, I never thought it would sort of like, I would want that dynamic to seep into my everyday life outside of that. But I don't know, I've been really enjoying almost the continuation of that hot kink, you know, when I'm at work or when I'm here or where I'm there, and the devotion to the person. I think I've really learned that there is a specific type of person for me, and once they tick those boxes, and if I truly, truly feel that love and devotion, like, I will pretty much almost do anything.
And right. And I think one of the things that you said within the dynamic is that, you know, in your previous relationships and whatnot, you got, I'll say, irritable. I called mugly wumps, like just grumpy, like, yeah. Okay, you're a bitch, shut up, Ed's, you need a good fucking, yeah. You know, and how that being, you know, I know you're going through some issues with being tied up or being tied up, being flogged, being in sort of some sort of DS kink, you know, scene kind of relieves that stress, kind of just makes you calmer afterwards.
It's honestly like therapy for me. I cannot describe the power that it holds. I think it's really tough when you're with someone who maybe doesn't quite understand what you need when you're in that, you know, bitch irritable phase.
Oh my God. So hold that thought.
Okay.
Because we are talking it from both ends. Yeah. And again, I think one of the biggest challenges for a dom is to recognize what your sub actually needs when they're not saying it. I'm just not talking from a male-female type thing, as I see on Instagram. They don't understand each other, blah, 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 blah. But in this particular dynamic, you know, when you get kind of, you know, bitchy, irritable, whatever, bratty, the whole bit, what you're actually needing is just a good, solid, you know, dominating pounding, you know, to get you back in your place, to get you feel calm, to make you get all that stress away. Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the challenges for me being a dom as well has been recognizing that from the subs that I've had. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, now that's, I get it.
Yeah.
And not only that, but here's the weird thing, is to be actually sexually charged from that interaction. Yeah. Because a lot of doms, like me, always thought that was a negative response, a negative thing. It's like, oh, I said negative, oh, God, run away or do whatever. And it's like, no, that's the initiation. That's you telling me that, come on, you know, you got to dominate me, you got to rail me, you know. And I think that was one of the big hurdles that I got over being a dom, is like recognizing those triggers of what you need and, you know, your predisposition before needing those things.
Exactly right. And I think there's a fine line to tread there. It's a hard skill to recognize those things. And sometimes as a sub, if I don't feel like the dom recognizes that that's what I need, I will just go out and say, you know what, I'm really stressed and I've had a shit day and I need you to do what you do to make me relax. Because again, you're not mind readers, but it's really good to hone in on that skill and recognize when the right time and place is for that sort of dynamic. And I think, I mean, I don't know, for me, it even comes in the small things, like
it's subtle. It's so subtle. And, and I'll tell you, guys are dumb. And especially me, you know, I need to get hit over the head with a 2x4 or a baseball bat in order to recognize some signs. I'll be honest. And it has been, you know, told to me by my subs, you know, it's like, I did this like for fucking 10 minutes in bed and you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I didn't know. It's like, oh, okay. You know, noted for next time when this happens, do this. And, so I think that's a huge navigation point within the, you know, the DS relationship, is that, you know, sometimes being bratty or irritable can relate into, you know, we need to have some good aggressive sex to, you know, get this out of us or and, get out of me.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like subs will test you, you know, depending on the kind of subs they are. I know for me, like I will regularly test my dom. Not that he even knows I'm testing him, but you know, it's the little things like microaggressions, or if I'm feeling irritable and I, you know, or bratty and I say something that I expect a certain reaction and I sort of test to see if I get that reaction. And if I don't, I'll push a little bit more. And it's my way of sort of testing to see if he gets me, you know. And if not, he's pretty quickly learns after that. But it's the little things that I enjoy. Like yesterday comes to mind, it was a long day and I was busy getting my car fixed, and this thing took like hours. Like it should have been like 30 minutes and it was like 3 hours, and I was like really irritated and I was also really hungry, which made it worse. And he knows how I get when I'm hangry, as they say.
Hangry, yeah.
And I sort of like lashed out in like a little bratty moment. I can't remember what I said, but I sort of said something a little bit more aggressively than what I should have said. And like very quickly I was like put into my place in a very calm tone of like, no, don't do that to me. You know, you don't talk like that to me. And
right.
Straight away, I think because I have such a devotion and connection to this person, I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, like it straight away brought me back to a zen place where I'm like, okay, I can recognize that the way I just acted wasn't right and wasn't fair. And, you know, I will promptly apologize for that. So, yeah, it's really interesting how those things play out. But I guess a little reminder to doms that your subs will definitely test you, especially if they're bratty ones.
Absolutely. And I think that's something I'm navigating right now and learning more about, is the bratty side of subs or the brat sub. Is it's always been something that has been very distasteful for me, but something that I've realized that all subs have is that bratty side, that testing side. And for me, you know, the next level up for me is learning what that is, recognizing those signs, you know, recognizing those triggers and accommodating them in, you know, the right way.
I'm really curious actually to hear more about your experience with that, because I know there are certain DOMs that really don't like the bratty stuff.
Oh, I hated it.
You know? And tell me about how have you evolved to this place where you seem like you're more accepting of it, or at least you're willing to explore it in a more open way than maybe you were before.
Absolutely. I think it comes down to, again, understanding. It's like you said, you know, you have an emotional reaction to something because of, you know, shit that's happened throughout your day or whatever the case may be, and you're irritable, you're this and that, but you're also horny. And, or you just need to be, your calming experience is to be dominated. So you're at a heightened level of irritability. What's going to calm you? What's going to calm you is going to be dominated in some sort of fashion or way. Yeah. So that is what a bratty experience is. And I never really understood that until I really kind of dived into what a brat needs. And a brat, you know, to the extreme level, a brat wants attention in whatever form it comes in.
Yeah.
It could be aggressive anger, you know, whatever the case may be, as long as they're getting attention from their dom, that's what they want. So if they're not getting attention from their dom, they will act out. They will, you know, be that bratty little bitch or whatever the case, just to get attention from their dom. And on a smaller example, like you provided for yourself of being at the, you know, the auto repair shop and acting out and getting that little spot of dominance to put you in your place, to calm you down, that's what is required. And I really, honestly, because it left a distaste in my mouth that I didn't like it, I didn't want to explore it. And once I did, I was like, oh, now I get it. Now I understand. It's not a negative thing that is being presented. It's actually a positive thing. You are looking for reassurance. You're looking for calming. You're looking for that, you know, dom to take control. And once I looked at it that way, it all kind of made sense to me. But again, this is, you know, on my journey of being the best, you know, dom I could be, this is my newest facet of learning what that type of sub is and learning how to manage those, you know, those interactions.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I mean, it's interesting to me, I very heavily identified with the sort of bratty title. And I think that's definitely evolved. Like, the more I submit to someone and the more they understand what I need and when I need it, the less bratty I am. And that's really interesting. Sometimes I enjoy just being bratty for the fun of it. Like, you know, it's fun to sort of tease your dom and test them and see how they're going to react.
I hate that. Oh, my God, I hate that.
I know. But that's what it is. It's like, it's just like, you know, a child testing a parent when it comes to, you know, can I have this or can I do that? It's the same way. And what we're really doing is solidifying the roles, because maybe we get into a space where, oh, for a while the roles have been pretty stagnant. You know, you've been dom, I've been sub, nothing's changed. Or maybe we haven't done much play and, you know, we're not really sure what's going on. It's a bit murky waters. I'm like, okay, I'm going to test you so that our roles then become more solid.
Yeah, exactly. And again, for me, it's the education and learning what that is and whatnot, because, you know, it has been a sore point for me for a long time. And now that I'm kind of diving into that, of what that is, you know, again, like you said, for a dom, the level of, you know, responsibility is high all the time, and you really have to have a calm demeanor in order to step back, you know, take one, two steps back from the situation, assess what is happening, what's really happening beneath the surface, and then address what's beneath the surface. Because usually what's happening on top, like you said, you're just testing me to see, you know, to assert my dominance over you and to make sure that we are in the right safe place between us. But to navigate that, you know, for a dom can be difficult at times, because you have to understand, as a dom, you know, we're in our different space as well. So it's oftentimes the message sent is not the message received. And I'm just going to tell you to fuck off, and which is not a good, healthy way to interact. So I think it's, you know, knowing your dom, knowing your sub, knowing when you can do that, and knowing when you can't do that, it just takes time, like with any relationship and whatnot. And I think, you know, like you said, you know, when subs do that at the beginning to test their dom to see how they will react, I think that's kind of unfair at some points, because, you know, a dom doesn't know how to react to that because they haven't learned the nuances of the relationship yet. So, you know, it has the potential to go south pretty quickly. But it also has the potential to, as you say, strengthen that bond more intensively.
I definitely agree. And that's a really good point to bring up that I hadn't brought up is that level of experience. Of course, if you're going to test a new dom and you expect them to behave as if they're a seasoned pro, you know, you're going to be disappointed. And it's not a good idea to put yourself or put them in that position. I think at least explaining the way that you get sometimes, like I've been very clear. I'm like, hey, when I'm in this situation, I might get irritable and I might lash out at you, and I hope that you don't take it personally. Like, I'll try not to do that, but sometimes it happens. And, you know, this is what it might be like. And I think if there's an understanding of that very normal human emotion that we feel, then you can go about it in a safe and pleasurable way, even with a new dom, at least giving them an insight into that sort of dynamic, which is very specific. I mean, I know subs that are completely subby, not a single bratty bone in their body, but some that, you know, that's their whole thing. Like, their whole thing is just pushing and pushing.
Yeah. And I think there has to be, like you said, you know, I think there has to be a balance there. You know, it, like, you know, if one of you recognizes that it's kind of gotten routine, kind of gotten a little stagnant, you want to kind of just spice it up somehow, this is one of the ways to spice it up. But as I said, you know, the partner has to realize that that is the intention, in a positive way, not in a negative way. And so that's why, you know, being in a bratty space and whatnot is a difficult navigation for the dom, because how is it being taken? Is it being taken in a positive way, or is it being taken in a negative way? And you really have to figure that out with your sub. You know, it truly is. I remember an incident where I was taking my sub out for some sort of night, some sort of concert or whatever. And, you know, here in Canada, it gets down to, you know, minus a million. And it was a minus a million that night. And she chose to please me. She thought she would wear the skimpiest outfit possible in minus 21 degrees. I lost my mind. I said, are you crazy? You know, you got to wear this jacket, that shit. I'll be fine. I was so angry. I was angry, A, because she didn't listen to me. I was angry because she was being bratty about it. And then she was angry at me because I talked down to her for that.
Right.
So there's a situation where, you know, she's trying to please me in some way. I'm not recognizing that she's trying to please me some way, because I want the best for her. I want her to be warm and cozy. And she's being, you know, sexy and slutty. Great. But it's fucking minus 21. And, you know, the two things didn't jive and whatnot. And it's funny, because during the concert, you know, we you know, we had some time to chat and talk about it and whatnot, and kind of, you know, oh, okay, I get it. Oh, okay, I get it. But, you know, I understand her end of things. She understood my end of things, but it was just one of those situations where, you know, Venus and Mars aren't connecting.
Yeah, and it's hard because you both have the best intentions and you both want to please each other, and it's hard sometimes to recognize that when you're in the midst of some kind of disagreement about what's going on. And I think when it comes to that sort of brattiness, ultimately we brat out, and eventually we want to get back into our submissive role when we're put into it, you know, by our doms. So at some point as well, a sub has a responsibility to recognize when it's time to give that up again. You know, you cannot be bratty 24/7. It's just at that point you become annoying and not fun to be around. At some stage, you know, you have to accept what's happening and alter your behavior based on the situation that you're in. And I think that's really important. It's just like a natural flow between one type of mood in that dynamic and, you know, another type of mood.
Yeah. I'm so glad we had this conversation because this is totally going to help my episode on the frattiness.
Yes.
Your input has been invaluable. Oh my God. We've been speaking for like literally over an hour and a half. Mm. And I don't think we've even scratched the surface of everything that we've wanted to talk about. Mm. But I know your lunch is coming from your guy. And I want you to enjoy that and enjoy him and enjoy your day and enjoy your boat ride and have a fantastic weekend. So I will let you go for now, and I'm sure we're going to do this again.
I am sure we will. There's so much to talk about, and I'm just so glad that we got to explore it today. I think it's really great, and I think that although I'm not an expert in this kind of dynamic, I think that
I wanted today was your perspective from a new sub exploring herself in the last, you know, 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
And I definitely got that because you have explored all the candy, and you know, you are now in a place where you're, you know, happy where you are and exploring the not only the sexual side of DS, but the emotional and comforting side of the relationship of DS as well. And I think that's truly, you know, again, like I said, leveling up. So, you know, maybe next time, if you two are still together, I will have you both on to discuss.
Yeah, that would be so much fun. I just know he'd love that.
That would be amazing. I'm so happy we've had this. Oh my God.
Me too. Me too. Thank you for making it happen.
I'm so happy to be. You are my first interviewee that I've had. And although I've been on multiple podcasts being a guest, I've never had a guest myself. So you're my first, and you're my first thought of who I wanted to have as a guest. And you are my first one that I wanted. Absolutely.
Oh gosh, well, I'm so happy and so honored. My first ever podcast done.
Awesome. First for both of us.
I know, it feels amazing, and I can't wait to like share it with everyone and have everyone listen to everything I have to say about this dirty dynamic.
It's not dirty, it's natural.
True. It's the best.
Absolutely. I love you, Anya. Thank you so much.
I love you. Love you, Daddy Ben.
Have a fantastic day and a fantastic weekend.
All right. You too. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay. Love you. Night-night.
Love you. Bye.
And there you have it. My final part of my interview with Submissive Anya from Down Under, as she explores her journey as becoming a submissive in her full life. If you enjoyed this episode or previous episodes, please leave a comment below. Rate this podcast, you know, 4 to 5 stars would be amazing. And I look forward to more episodes coming soon. Until next time, earbuds in and stay tingly.
For more on the Daddy Dom podcast, subscribe to patreon.com/daddydompodcast and all the tingles at patreon.com/inmyhandsaudio. I'll see you next week, right here on Daddy's lap. Be a good girl.